Hello and welcome to another Japan Pod Short from Pokia.jp. This is Joseph Thames speaking from hot and humid Tokyo. And today I'm going to be talking about uchimizu. Now many of our listeners will, I'm sure, be familiar with the traditional uchimizu custom in Japan. That is, of sprinkling water on the streets in front of private homes and places of business. This practice harks back to the Edo era and was traditionally performed whilst wearing a kimono using a bamboo ladle. Uchimizu touches at the heart of traditional utilitarian and aesthetic values. Through this practice, we can not only help to keep both the temperature and dust down, but we can also show courtesy to our neighbours and carry out our duties as diligent community members. But what happens when the Akihabara of today does uchimizu? Well, let's just say it would have made the Tokugawa shogunate blush. Under the banner of an eco-friendly uchimizu, this year the organisers of the Akihabara event encouraged people to bring their own recycled bathwater to throw at the road. So far so good, it only makes sense. But hang on, this is Akiba we're talking about. There's not a kimono in sight. Instead, we see a flock of cute little maids giggling like schoolgirls, all lined up in lace and knee-length stockings, clutching their bamboo tubs of recycled water. Surrounding them on all sides is an army of otaku photographers, reveling in this opportunity to capture these creatures en masse in public. But hang on, what's going on over there? There's a guy who looks like a typical otaku, some kind of maid fetishist, pleading with one of the cute girls. What's that he's saying? Kakete, kakete, splash me, splash me. Ah, I see. Maids, they used bath water. Oh dear, suddenly it's oh so wrong. They should not be doing this in public. Is this the beginning of a new industry? Are those used panty vending machines going to be reappearing, now selling used maid bath water? Let's just hope they label the bottles in English, or your friends visiting from overseas may be in for a surprise when they grab a bottle on a hot summer afternoon. Their water now evaporating from the road at their feet. The maids begin to disperse, making their way back to the cafes where they will spend their evenings drawing cute animal faces on omelettes with bottles of tomato ketchup and playing games with middle-aged salarymen. Well, it's time for me to leave Akiba too. I need to head home and see if my printer has a pet bottle label setting. In harsh economic times like these, we have to take our chances where we find them. Okay, so that's the end of this little update, and that was first broadcast on the Metropolis Magazine podcast at www.metpod.com. For more of our stories from Japan, check out Japan Pod Show, www.japanpodshow.com. And if you have any ideas for stories that you'd like us to cover, do get in touch via our website. Okay, well, it's time to head off now. Hopefully, as the evening draws in, the cicadas will be quiet for a little while and the temperature should drop before the typhoon, which is forecast, hits us here in Tokyo. All right, bye for now.